Aleishu, חלק בייס, תו קוף עין. הדיוק במסילת ישרים ראוי לחולל מהפכה במחשבתנו ובגישתנו לעבודת השם. The duke that we've been discussing from the Mesilas Yesharim should generate a revolution in our thought, in our approach to Avidas Hashem. הנקודה שממנה מספתחת עבודתנו בעולם הזה היא להסענג על השם. The duke that we've been discussing in quite some detail is that the point from which one's avida in olam hazeh develops is the concept of delight, of pleasure in Hashem. כמה רחוקים אנחנו מתפיסה זו של העבידה? We are very distant from this conception of עבידת השם. הן כל שאיפס אדם בחייו היא להנויס. It's true that a person's aspiration in this life is mostly to enjoy himself. ולומדנו את דברי המסילת ישרים עם הדיוק הנ"ל. When we learn the מסילת ישרים with the דיוק, as we did, ממש איננו מוצאים ידינו ורגלינו. This is an expression from Chazal. It's totally confused, lost, utterly lost. Ki mayim ha'tanugim she'anachnu chayim bahem ve'shoafim aleihem. When we think about the li'saneg al Hashem of the Mesilas Yesharim and compare it to the delights, the way that we understand the word, it's quite simple. Echoil ma'adanim nochiyut moyseroyis nesiyois yefoyis ma'abad mechubad pirsum asherus. Our conception of tanugim is delicious food, comfort, luxuries, trips, holidays, respect from others, fame, wealth. אנחנו מאמינים וגם רוצים לעבוד להשם. We talk about people who are מאמינים, and they have a conception, they have a desire to be עובד. אבל שיפסנו לתענוגים במקומה מידס, but our aspirations for these pleasures that we just listed remains, it's there. גם התלמיד חכם הנהנה מלימוד תורה הקדושה מסענג על חידוש ונשחדי שלו. Even on a higher level, a תלמיד חכם who is enjoying his limud and delights in some חידוש, some aspect, some insight that he's come up with, which is clearly higher than what we were speaking about a moment ago, but even there, על מה הוא מסענג? He has to ask himself, in what exactly is he delighting? על שזכה לעמוד לנקודת אמס בתורה הקדושה. Is it what the Mesilas Yesharim would refer to? That the pleasure here is of having ascertained a point within the Torah which is completely true. Is that the ta'anugim over here? Oy al berak sichloi v'kishonu hamazim. Is the pleasure really the fact that one's delighting in one's sharpness and ability to analyze? That is already an ulterior motive. וגם המענגס השבס במאכל ובמשתה, the person delights the Shabbos through wonderful foods and beverages. האם השבס הוא מענג או יש עצמוי? Who's exactly being delighted over here? Is it the Shabbos is מענג or his intestines? קיבלנו מרבייסינו, כי על זה נאמר, so we have a Kabbalah that it's about this aspect of תענוגים, that the Pasuk in Kohel Zayin says, כי אדם אין צדיק באורץ אשר יעשה טוב ולא יחטא. There is no person on earth which does good and does not sin. Chas v'shalem en v'asur lachshev sh'atzadik mukhach lachatoi. The pasuk doesn't mean that there's some compulsion for a tzadik to sin. That is certainly not the correct interpretation of the pasuk. Kesher Rabbi Akiva do'ag l'Rabbi Eliezer ha'gadol l'shem ha'kibel oy lemoy. In Sanhedrin daf kuf alef, when Rabbi Akiva was concerned, maybe Rabbi Eliezer had already received his sachay l'olam hazeh. ואומר לו רבי אליעזר עקיבא, כלום חיסרתי מן התורה כולה, he said to his תלמיד, have I left anything in the Torah that I haven't fulfilled? אומר לו רבי עקיבא, replied, לימדתנו רבינו, but you yourself taught us, כי אדם אין צדיק בארץ אשר יעשה טוב ולא יחטא. חס וחלילה לא חשד רבי עקיבא שרבו באיזה חטא. So רבי עקיבא was concerned that רבי אליעזר was חטא. Rather he meant what we are saying. אך סויף סויף כל מה שאדם עושה בסכליס הכוונה לשמה. No matter how far a person goes in aiming for lishma, einu yachol yes batuach shelo nimshach bechozos achrei ha'ana'a gashmit. He cannot be utterly certain that he wasn't ultimately drawn by some ulterior pleasure that motivated him. And this is what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer. Bedavar ze afilu hagadol shebagadolim einu batuach. In this matter, even the greatest of the great cannot be certain that it is completely lishma without any aiming for personal benefit. מספרים על אחד מגדולי הדויר שיורד מאוחר בלילה לבית המדרש של ישיב עשוי. An anecdote about somebody, a great person, one of גדולי הדויר, who late at night went into his yeshiva's base midrash, ומצא שם בני הישיבה כולם לומדים בשקידה עצומה. And he found the בני ישיבה learning with enormous diligence, ומרב שמחה ישחיל לקויד. Out of joy at this sight, he began dancing. במעמד זה היה נייחך אדם גדול. Another great person was present. והואיר, he made the laconic remark, אם ראי שישיבה רוקד בישיבה שלוי, אין בזה כל ראייה שרוקד מהווסטירו. If a Rosh Yeshiva is dancing in his yeshiva, there's no proof at all that he's dancing out of love of Torah. אם היה רוקד בישיבה אחרת, היה זה סימן להווסטירו. If he had to dance in another yeshiva, because that yeshiva is full of Talmidim late at night, that would be a sign of Ahavas Torah. אם ברום פסקס המדרגוי סן אדם בתוך בכוונה סלישמה שלו. If, as we see, at the very highest levels, a person cannot be certain in his לישמה, מה נגיד אנחנו? שאנחנו יודעים בעצמנו מהן הענועס שלנו. What are we to say? We know very well what our pleasures are. ואם אנו יודעים בכלל על תענוג רוחני, we have to ask ourselves, do we know at all what a spiritual pleasure is? אם בתורה, אם בתפילה, אם באיזו מצווה, whether in תורה, whether in some mitzvah, some תפילה. ומה גם תענוג רוחני טוב? Even if we recognize a spiritual pleasure, do we know of a pure spiritual pleasure? ובכל זאת אין אנחנו רשאים להיפטר מהעבודה הגדולה הזאת. Nonetheless, we're not at liberty to exempt ourselves from this עבודה. להסלמד להבחין בין התענוג האמיתי ובין שאר התענוגים. That was the first step that we spoke about. To first of all, train ourselves to discern, to be able to differentiate between real pleasure and other types of non-genuine, non-authentic, inauthentic pleasures. ולהסאמץ למצוא תענוג בדברי קדושה. We're also not at liberty to exempt ourselves from making an effort to find delight in דברי קדושה. יש להעיר בעניין זה הערה נראה בדברי רבינו יונה בשערי סלישובה בייס יודחס. This is a comment from רבינו יונה that we've seen a number of times in עלי שור. רבינו יונה writes, ודע כי נפש הרשע שכל תאווסה לחפצי הגוף בחייו. The nefesh of a person whose entire desire through the person's life is for חפצי הגוף. ונפרדס תאווסה מעבידס הבורא ונבדלס משורשיה. And we'll see this a little bit later, elaborates, there's a separation from the roots of that nefesh. Such a person, תרד במויסה למטה לארץ אל מקוים תאווסה. After the person's death, that nefesh will go down to the earth, to that place which was the locus of its desires. והיטל דסה כתבה האפר לרדס ולא להלויס. It'll retain that residue of afrius, of being like soil, like earth, constantly going down rather than going up. במי הדברים אמורים? Who is speaking about? באדם השמר מצוויס ומדקדק בקלה כחמורה. Talk about a person who's in our terminology from, he's observant. כי מאמינו בתורה מן השמיים ומקבל על עצמו אוהל המצוויס. A person who's מאמין, fulfills מצוויס. אבל תאבויסיו הן לדברים גשמיים. He's תאבויס of physical things. ועבודת השם שלו היא בלי תאווה. His עבודת השם is without a passion. אלא רק מילוי חויב. He's fulfilling an obligation. תאבסי של אדם זה נפרדס מעבודת סבורי. That עבודה is separate. It's distant from עבודת סבורי. ומשמע שהיא צריכה להיות קישורה בעבודה והיא מקומה. The משמעות של רבינו יונה, the implication is that a person's passion has to be connected to his עבודה. That's the right place for passion. ונבדלס משורשיה. He speaks about being separated from its roots. ואין הכרה עם כוונה של רבינו יונה שהתאווה נבדלס משורשיה או הנפש עצמה. He's paraphrasing, of course, words of Chazal in Yoyim Adaf Nun Beis, Isi Ben Yehuda, the five mikraois she'en lain hechrea. So the same terminology over here. We can't quite determine, Rabbeinu Yonah, if he meant that the ta'ava, the passion is separated from its roots and that's no good, or the nefesh is separated from its roots and that's no good. Whatever it is, הרי הנפש היא מזבולו. The nefesh comes from very high above, שימין העליונים, it comes from the heavens. Then in Siman Yudzayin that Rabbeinu Yonah speaks about. אך אם כל התאבויס לחפצי הגוף, but if a person cultivates his ta'avois to such an extent that his passion is only for חפצי הגוף, הן מנתקות את הנפש עצמה משושליון. What they managed to do is then to detach the nefesh from that supreme root. ונפש זו יסתרד במויסה למטה לארץ ולמקום את האבסה. Such a nefesh, when the person dies, will come down to the earth, to the place where its passion was rooted. בוודאי אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפח שכר כל בריאה. That's a statement of Chazal. הקדוש ברוך הוא does not deny any creature its right reward. ואיש זה יקבל שכר למצווה שעשה, and such a person will receive his reward for the mitzvah he did. אבל הנפש שלו יתרד למטה לארץ למקום את האבסה. But nonetheless, the nefesh will go down to its place of desire. Yan ki ba'avoida soy lo ha'esa shum tava. Because in his avoida, there was no passion. The passion was directly purely towards his pleasures, and the avoida was just a duty that had to be discharged. Hadavarim amurim b'mi shekol ta'avas lechavtze haguf. It's extreme. But Rabbeinu Yoni is speaking about somebody whose entire passion is for chavtze haguf. Bli shum ta'ava lechavtze shamayim. So talking about an extreme example, somebody without any enthusiasm for chavtze shamayim. Ha, im yesh lo rak ta'am b'mitzvah achaz. Of course, the implication is, if he has some sort of attachment to a mitzvah, or yecheshek ledavar tov echad, some passion, some oomph towards one good thing, adayin ein ta'avasoy v'nashom min etakos legamim ha'shorish. Then we have to conclude, Rabbeinu Yonah, that his ta'ava or nefesh, whichever one it is not completely separated from its holy root. V'hu kidivrei ha'Rambam besof makos. It comes out that Rabbeinu Yonah is pretty much on the same page with the Rambam that we learned in Pirush HaMishneis at the end of Makois, שלא ייתכן שברוב המצוויס לא יעשה אדם לכל הפחוס אחס לשמח כראוי וכאויגן. Rambam's point that there are so many mitzvois that it must be that in a person's lifetime there'll be at least one that he does properly לשמח without ulterior motives. Conclusion. Paragraph Dalad, דברים גדולים נסברו לנו, we explained many great things. תורה ומצוויס בעמקון הן אהבה בתענוגים. We learned that Torah mitzvahs on the deep level is the concept of a delight, a bliss in ahava, vehihi emes batanugim. And we are, of course, in a set of essays entitled Emes, and this is the truth in Tanugim. Ein zeh avodah kala leagia lezeh, needless to say, we're not talking about something which is easy to achieve. Al zeh ne'emar im bechukoisai teileichu shetiu ameni batorah. The first pasuk of Parashas Bechukoisai with Chazal's comment, which is quoted by Rashi, if you will walk in my statutes, meaning shetiyu ameilim batira, beli amal, without effort, ein ta'anug shel emes. There is no truthful ta'anug. There are inauthentic ta'anugim. There are things that appear, that give the illusion of ta'anugim. Ve'ein lishma. Without effort, there cannot be lishma. Ha'amalu l'rov ha'efech shel ta'anug. In the majority of cases, effort is the opposite of, we think of effort, we think of the opposite of pleasure. Pleasure to us often connotes passivity, lack of any exertion. Rak yegi'a machbida la'adam. We think of amal as something that weighs us down. Bli hana'a v'chidush. Without pleasure, without any renewal, rejuvenation. Ve'amal matchil oid lifnei shenigash el limud atzmo. The effort begins even before the person approaches the limud. הספרון הכוסב על הפסוק, ספרון הקומנס על זה פסוק, וישמן ישרון ויבעת שומן תועביס הכסיס, מויש רבנו castigates the Jewish people. You became fat, and therefore you became rebellious. He writes, הנה אתה ישרון כהל תפסי התורה ועלי עיון. You are ישרון, you are the congregation of those who are immensely insightful, בעלי עיון, those who analyze deeply. And what have you done? Ponisa latanugim agashmiyim. You forsook that and you went towards physical pleasures. Uvaze ovisa mehavin dakus emes. And that caused you to become too gross to understand the subtlety of truth. Kol ma shebirtzenil lakir ba'amitasoi hu murukav. Whenever you want to know something in its the real nature of something, it's always complex. Im ze guf t'ivi, well, in the natural world, o yisugiya ba'gemara. If you want to understand it well, one has to delve deeply. V'ineinu tzrichim lagi el yesedes adavar shem amurukav. You have to go down to the fundamentals, to the building blocks of whatever it is that one is studying. In the physical sense, 2500 shana amlu achokim at shekiru shegul shekol guf chai murukav mitta'im. It took 2,500 years of research to understand one of the fundamental points in biology, that living entities are made up of cells. It's a fundamental component of life. To go even deeper and to understand molecules and atoms, that's the analogy over here. We learned that also came from Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person to be prepared to toil for years to ascertain one small point of truth and then to live with it. The essence of Torah is subtlety. This is, of course, from the Piyut Ka'ili. Dak al dak, it is subtle beyond subtle. The Chosav Asfona, the Sfona above, if a person allows himself to revel in physical pleasures, in him avim, a person becomes coarse. Too coarse to understand subtleties. In such situations, one's intellectual and psychological tools are no longer fitting. It's like trying to sow with a spade. It's just that the kli isn't subtle enough. Bitui mezaazeh. The Chazon Ish gives a shocking expression to this idea in one of his letters, Chelik Aleph Gimel. He writes, Yediyah satira, ein ze peshutos shel sugya b'chayei ha'adam. It is not something simple to know tira. Ki haloi amru, Chazal, teach, ein divrei tira miskemin al b'mi shemeimis atzmui aleha. The famous teaching of Rish Lakish, Adam ki amus be'ohel, Divrei Torah miskemin b'mishe meimis. And of course, tzarich limud. What does that mean? Torah endures in somebody who kills himself upon it. And the Chazon Ish explains. Hamisa shebechan. In this context, death means hu hanetiyah mipeshutei shel hachayim l'oimkei shel hachayim l'sechtuchei shel hachayim. Misa v'yeh means turning from superficial life into a deeper life, into an even deeper life. The more a person breaks his midos ra'ois, he acquires life. Because to break one's midos is exactly the same as eliminating that superficiality from one's life. And this then fills the person with a life in the path of tira. The author explains, Niflahu, this is a wondrous insight. Kol ha-midois ra'ois nimtza'es b'shitchius ha-chayim. The Chazon Ish is teaching that midois ra'ois are found on the superficial level of life. Ha-nichnas le'imkom nithar mehen. A person who delves deeper becomes purified, it just leaves it behind. Uvazeh divrei Torah miskeimim bo. Through that process, divrei Torah are miskeimim, they endure within him. The process over here is in the way that Sforna explained, the one we read above. A subtlety of life and a subtlety of midois. It prepares one to understand the subtlety of truth. Al amal hatira atzmoi, regarding toil and terror itself, he writes in a different letter, base. Ha'iyun ha'amiti, the true analysis of a sugya, doyresh amal u'milchama pnimis, it requires effort and an inner war neged atzlus, against one's natural tendencies of laziness, b'shinun af lichidush, to be able to return, to revise, to review, even without a chidush, v'lachzoi kama pamim, and to return to the sugya again and again, and to revise, u'ledakdek b'dvarim she'enasechel nehenem mehem b'schil asal, and to go into detail in things that one's mind doesn't initially enjoy. You might even find it tiresome. That toil is called amal tira. All the things that we read about the sgulois of the Torah is said about that. After that stage, Niftach shar oira chadash. What opens is a new gate of light. Asher asechel misaneg leloiketz, and a person finds himself experiencing endless joy. To conclude, achein ho'ahava betanugim vo'emes betanugim. These concepts, love through bliss and truth in bliss, hu oisher adin. It's a subtle pleasure. It's a subtle joy. Hanikne beriv amal. It is acquired through much effort. Hen bishviras midois ven bedakus havana. Both through breaking my midois and through developing one's subtlety of thought. It is that very subtle, very refined, very noble joy that we yearn for. Ad kan.